Welcome back, Busy Julian podcast, and we thank you for coming, and we're super excited that we keep meeting and talking to new people and learning about the community of Julian, the services offered, the organizations. There's just so much going on, and the opportunity to talk to more people in this town has really broadened my knowledge, and I hope it has yours as well. So today we have Geeta Applebaum Singh, and she is fairly new to Julian, less than a year. She is a nurse practitioner, and she is going to be serving the community of Julian in that capacity. So we're here to talk to her about that. Welcome, Geeta.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here.
This podcast has just been super fun, and I think the community is really appreciating it, get to know people better. So you are a nurse practitioner.
Indeed.
Which is a pretty wide range of services that a nurse practitioner can offer. What kind of services are you looking to bring to the community of Julian in that capacity?
So I'm a family nurse practitioner. Uh-huh. So my scope of practice is exactly as a family medical doctor, uh-huh, a general practitioner. So my scope of practice in Julian will be senior health, uh-huh, compassionate care. I hope to go door to door to promote my business, compassionate care. I have a nonprofit, a 501c3, mm-hmm, so it's compassionate care. I'm happy to see you wherever. It's telemedicine, mobile medicine. For $100 donation, mm-hmm, I can attempt to find out what I can do to help you make your life better. Uh-huh. That's called compassionate care. From a medical ailment to a spiritual ailment, to an emotional ailment, mm-hmm, to a need. Hey, I need to sit and talk. Hey, I need, mm-hmm, you know, a cup of tea. So sure. I have a business on 2000 Main Street.
Mm-hmm. The Stonewall Building.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm hoping to do there. I, mm-hmm, have a little patio table. Uh-huh. Pretty much anybody's welcome to come, sure, and sit there. Mm-hmm. And I hope to be compassionate.
Yeah. So I want to be specific because that will help people, yeah, to know, you know, exactly whether or not whatever's going on with them fits into your scope of services. I mean, as a nurse practitioner, I know that means that you're licensed or whatever you want to say to treat all kinds of things. But just like anybody, you're going to have things that you prefer to do. So like, what is your ideal client?
My ideal client is somebody who takes care of him or herself. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is interested in getting well in the, mm-hmm, proper way. Uh-huh. Preventative health, which is something I espouse my life to, mm-hmm, be. So eating properly, mm-hmm, exercising, laughing, loving. And we can prevent a lot of our ailments. Uh-huh. We can prevent diabetes. We can prevent hypertension. We can prevent cardiac disease. Well, pretty much a lot of times, but then genetically, we could be predisposed to something.
Right. There was an old joke in the 80s that I remember that was, thanks to jogging, more people have died in perfectly good health than ever before.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, so if someone, let's say if someone who aspires to be that kind of person, but, you know, is suffering from maybe, you know, being a little bit overweight or a lot overweight like myself, but they aspire to be your ideal client, would you be open to helping someone on that path?
Absolutely.
So I come to you and I, yes, say, you know, I'm not eating well, but I'd like to eat well. And, yeah, then you can talk to them about that.
That is what I'm about.
Right, yeah. Good. So, yeah, you know, we don't have to be your ideal client to start with, but you could help us become. And you know what? Even though you said that's my ideal client, everything you said, I think, is something we all know we should be doing or, yeah, want to be doing. And some of us do it in some areas. We do it more than we would do it in other areas. And it, kind of like the gal I just interviewed before you, which is yoga.
Right.
About, you know, finding a center for, you know, you accepting yourself where you are and then practicing and working to improve upon that in a nurturing, compassionate environment.
Very well said.
Right?
Very
I tell you, well said. It's like I'm a dictionary or something.
Well, but, like for me, I've been a diehard yogic.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. Mm-hmm. And here I moved into Julian about 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I do basically street yoga, mm-hmm. functional yoga,
mm-hmm.
breath, prana,
right,
trying to breathe.
Sure.
Just yoga is just calm. Mm-hmm. Just if we can breathe, if we can allow ourselves to take a deep breath, then we can think better. We can mm-hmm. be calmer, right?
Right.
So even this morning when I rolled out of bed, I was super excited for this mm-hmm. interview. You know, I prayed. I put on my suit since 3 a.m. And I said, I laid down again and I said, Lord, calm. Today's a very big day for me, mm-hmm. Robin. Very big day today. My husband, Dr. Gordon Scott Applebaum, mm-hmm. a man I've known, loved, father of my 3 children,
mm-hmm.
is going to Charles Schwab to liquidate our assets after 28 years of marriage.
Wow.
It's a very big day. It's a very empowering day, mm-hmm. painful day.
You know, and when you say that, that's life, and everybody goes through the ups and downs and has painful days, but you took it upon yourself to practice your breathing and, you know, be that for yourself, and that's important. And if we can learn to be that good to ourselves, and, you know, you're being good to yourself, and it's a struggle, and there's no denying that we all have those. So it's nice to have someone that wants to help us through their struggles. And who wants to be helped by a perfect person? Because who can aspire
Nobody's
to
perfect.
That?
Nobody's no. perfect.
Right. But we want to feel like we're working with someone who's real. And
absolutely.
And so I think that, you know, having your own struggles will help you to help others through theirs.
Absolutely. Right? I never, ever imagined having this, living in Julian.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for over 20 years, no, more like 25, I was begging my husband,
mm-hmm.
can we buy in Julian?
Mm-hmm.
Can we buy in Julian? Because mm-hmm. I always like land.
And if you had done it 20 years ago, you'd be a millionaire today. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I've always been looking for land.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin, praise God, you know, in my struggles, God has blessed me with 2.78 acres on Laguna Mountain.
That's great. Yeah.
So I'm just blessed to help bless other people.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be something that you're working towards, developing that property to be of service to others, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great.
And your mother, I love her so much. She is somebody.
There's a little noise in here. I'm sorry.
Isn't that the fact?
I don't know. I have a rodent fear. And
you have what kind of friend?
Rodent fear.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a ghost fear.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the, sorry about that, a little distraction with the noises. But yeah. So my mom, you were saying.
I love your mother.
Yeah.
So much. She's somebody I espouse to be.
Mm-hmm.
To me, she personifies health,
mm-hmm.
which equals wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ran into her on the street. Every time I see her in front of her store reading
mm-hmm.
a book,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I'm like, who is this woman? Always reading a book.
Yeah, yeah, she's always been a reader.
That's
my
whole great.
Life. Yeah, yeah. She's
Are a you reader. A reader too?
I like to read, but I'm visually impaired, and so reading is very difficult for me. So, in the last few years, have really gotten into listening to audiobooks because my eyes hurt. It's a bona fide. I was born with cataracts, so. I just in the last 2 years
uh-huh.
listened to To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ooh.
And Sissy Spacek read it and it was amazing.
Oh, yes.
And I got that feeling of understanding how people who read feel at the end of a book because, yeah. I'm going to cry when I talk about it. When I finished To Kill a Mockingbird, I felt like the whole world needed to stop for just a minute and go, what about this story? So I understand that reading, even though I can't do it visually, listening to that story at the end, you were like, why is the world just carrying on normal when there are books like this out there and stories like that to be told? The Killing Mockingbird just changed my life. And having Sissy Spacek, who I admire and adore, read it out loud, it was a 13-hour listen.
Oh,
it was
wow,
a long,
that's a long...
So you just listen every time you drive.
She is so delightful.
Oh, she's the best. best. Yes. And you could really picture her, you know, in the role, so a scout. So it was really cool. So yeah, reading is amazing.
That book, but isn't it the eight boys having fun and an adventure? And that's one of those books where they went on a summer.
I don't know what that one is. That Kill a Mockingbird is the book about the lawyer who had to defend the black kid that was accused of raping a white girl.
Oh, I don't think I read that book.
Oh yeah, you got to read that book, To Kill a Mockingbird. It's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're changing the podcast to the book review.
I'd like to start a book club in my office.
Yeah, and you know,
I love reading.
If you love reading, maybe what you should do, and I'm glad to talk about this because it's community-based.
Yeah.
The San Diego County Library System has a book of the month. And it's called One Read San Diego.
Oh, yes.
San Diego One Read. Well, it's something like that. And you could participate in that. And you might as well take advantage of something that's already there and really just kind of encourage people to, be a part of the One Read San Diego.
My sister's an author.
Oh, cool.
She wrote the book, The Bride from Mumbai.
Oh, very cool.
So I would love to promote her.
Yeah, so start a little. I mean, there are people, because we are a small town, there are people who are looking to connect and looking for places to go to enjoy. And, you know, the library might be a great. I love our library. It's when I grew up, because of visual impairment, libraries were intimidating to me because I can't see. Uh-huh. But our library here, and because I had children and the small community, getting to that library, it just opened up the world. When I walk into the library in Julian, I was like, oh, so,
it is a beautiful library.
Yeah. So it's maybe really that beautiful. Would be a good place to start and connect with people.
Yeah. You know? I, enjoy the Friday evening concerts.
Mm-hmm. Music on the Mountain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I love, I belong to the Julian Women's Club.
Mm-hmm.
I joined.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So, Jonna is.
Yeah. Jonna Waite. Uh-huh.
She's the president of Friends of the Library.
Right. Yeah.
So I hope to be published sometime.
That'd be great. Yeah.
My story.
Tell your story.
Yeah. Tell my story.
All of us have a story, and so being able to tell it, for sure. So if someone wants to get a hold of you to maybe come to talk to you about services that you could provide to them, I know you said you have a little space up there in Stonewall Building. Are you accepting people up there yet? Like, someone come knock on your door yet? Or should we direct them maybe here to get your business card, and then they could reach out to you?
That's a brilliant idea.
Okay.
I like that idea. Because I'm in transit.
You're in a transitional position.
Yeah,
totally
and,
get it.
And it surprises me when somebody come in. And,
sure. We're at Town Hall. We'll collect a number of your business cards. We'll have them on our business card wall over here.
Excellent.
And if someone wants to reach out to you, they could stop by Town Hall. They could also call or email the chamber, and I will provide them with your contact information.
Yeah, and I'm just about to make up new cards.
Okay, good. All right.
With a QR code with Leslie in town. She has Wet Duck.
Yeah, Wet Duck. Wet Duck Designs.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to get my business cards this week.
Great.
1,000 new cards.
Yeah, there you go.
Spread to distribute.
Them out. Yeah.
So, Robin, today is a very auspicious day for me. So, one of the pledges to the County of San Diego is I would like to start my own app, like a Gita app. And start my own bank where I can offer the County of San Diego and maybe the State of California $100. You can walk into my bank and get $100, no questions asked. Mm-hmm. So start an $100 foundation. I have a couple of foundations. Mm-hmm. Let's say one day you wake up, you're a mom, you're a grandma, right?
Nana.
Is that Dutch?
No, Nana is just another word for grandma, but I have a very specific reason why I chose Nana, so it's important to me, yeah. So I stick with Nana.
Nana, because that's my culture.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's Indian culture, Nani and Nana.
Oh, there you go. For me, I'll tell you very quick, I'm a child of divorce, and my father remarried, and his wife's mother was Nana, and she was so kind to us, and we weren't her blood. And all my life, that was my Nana. And she was so good to me. And so I wanted to honor her by being, I want to be as kind as she, I'm not, nor will I ever be. But it's something to aspire to. My Nana was an amazing human. And so I wanted to call, I want to be Nana because I want to honor her. So that's why I'm Nana.
That's excellent. So you see, I'm of East Indian extract. Mm-hmm. Born in the West Indies. Mm. So I'm extra tenacious. But in the Indian culture, on the woman's side, the grandparents are Nani and Nana. But on the father's side of grandparents, mm-hmm. it's Aji and Aja.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, in that way, the kids know exactly who they're talking about while they're talking about them. Yeah.
Even aunts and uncles.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's great.
Yeah. So... So it's like all tradition and you have to stick to the, you know, how you call, you know how it is.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah. My kids, everybody was grandma or papa and it was Papa John, Papa Bob, Papa Doug. And so, and then Grandma Mary and Grandma Janet, you know, so that's, they were all the same. They just used their name. Grandma Janet.
Oh, that's respectful.
Yeah. So it's, but now my kids call my mom G-Ma. So,
G-Ma.
Yeah, mostly because it was how she was in my phone, and it was G-Ma, so the kids just started calling her G-Ma.
So, why is she on your phone?
Now she's, now I have to, because I have other people the same name, so actually she's on my phone as Janet Mom Cell. So that way, because when your phone, sometimes you're talking to your phone, it will call the wrong person, and it's super annoying. Like, I had two Danas in my phone, and no matter how many times I wanted to call Dana Pedersen, I got Dana Ferrara. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. She's like, all right, Robin. So now so you do stuff like that in your phone. Oh, so back to your $100 foundation, if you want to talk about that.
And I'd love to.
Yeah. So what do you want people to know about your $100 foundation?
So basically, my $100 foundation is to inspire people mm-hmm. and to empower people. So back to, let's say you're a Nana or a Nani mm-hmm. or Aja or Aji. And you get your beautiful purse mm-hmm. and you open your wallet and you don't have any money. Mm-hmm. And you have your beautiful grandchildren coming to visit you today mm-hmm. and you have $0.
Yeah.
And you know there is a bank or a place you can come and get $100. Mm. No question asked. If you want to bring back the $100, great. If you want to invest, if you want to share, if you want to collaborate, mm-hmm. I have a non-profit, a 501c3, mm-hmm. planting trees, green burial mm-hmm. in Laguna Mountain, mm-hmm. our land, 2.78 acres, mm-hmm. $100 foundation, dying with dignity. So it's basically to inspire and empower people that... If you don't have $100, you can make it
mm-hmm. right. today. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, even if you receive the $100 and, years later they find themselves somewhere else in the world, they can pay it forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that is it.
It's probably something that will spread farther than you would even know. Because, you know, when someone does an act of kindness... You know, it could pay off. Yeah, and it could, someone maybe 5 years from now when they're in a better place can turn around and do something like that. So that's really cool. So again, I'll let everybody know, that's listening know, in order to get a hold of you, find out about your services, they can reach out to the chamber. Once you get your new business card, I'll probably go ahead and just put that QR code or what have you on there. Yeah. So just bring those to me and we'll make it as easy as possible for people to get in touch with you.
And my website is RunGeetaRun.
Oh, okay.
.com.
All right, so I'll find that and I'll link it in the show notes as well.
Yeah,
all right,
so
cool.
I'm trying to figure out how to do that thing called link.
Oh, it's easy enough. Go to the library, they'll teach you how to do it. That's what the libraries around here are for. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in and giving the community a chance to get to know you better. And again, giving them the opportunity to contact the chamber for the time being. And after that, we'll be able to share with them where you're actually rooted and people can come see you.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin.
Yeah, totally happy to have you. Thanks so much. All right, we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.